Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I always know when a big holiday shopping weekend is coming because there are sales everywhere telling me to shop now or miss out. But when I shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, I never have to miss out because Bob's has the latest summer styles at everyday low prices. Plus, Bob's has tons of real five-star reviews for me to rely on, which is how I found a real marble elm dining set with over 600 five-star reviews, the Copper Radiance mattress, which over 400 Bob's customers say will give you five-star sleep, the ultra-comfy Phantom reclining sofa, which boasts over 1,000 five-star reviews, and the customizable modular Bob's sectional, which not only costs just $250 per piece, but has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So when you're ready to skip the holiday weekend gimmicks and score five-star style for every room in your home, listen to the smartest shoppers around and shop at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on the Bet AM 1520, backed by popular demand. We have Michael Sheehan. He is the executive director of the Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, and Erie counties. And it is now a big year, the 40th anniversary, and we'll be reflecting about the Challenger accident on January 28th of 1986. A little bit more information about Michael Sheehan. He holds a background in physics and math from SUNY Geneseo and has been with the organization since 2018. In his role, he leads the delivery and expansion of immersive, hands-on STEM programming in the Space Mission Simulator and Planetarium. And I've done the tour a couple times in Niagara County at 160 Washburn Street in Lockport. It's really a great program they have, particularly for young people, perhaps maybe 5 to 15 years old, where they learn about space exploration and science, technology, engineering and math, and the arts. So we're very happy to have with us Michael Sheehan, the executive director, with us today. Let's look back in history 40 years ago with the Challenger accident. What happened on January 28th, 1986? Michael Sheehan.
Oh, boy. Well, first of all, thanks, Brian, for having me. It's a pleasure, as always. So January 28th, 1986, left an indelible mark on the country and arguably the world. We had been running space shuttle missions for some time now, through the 70s and 80s. And this was the first major accident after Apollo 1. And we had a civilian teacher on board. Most of the astronauts that had gone to space up until 86, they were all kind of military background, things like that. They had the right stuff, as they would say. And it was the first kind of foray into widening the accessibility of what we look at or see as what is an astronaut. So we had a teacher, civilian. She did all the training, of course, and she was ready to go. So that captured the imagination of the public and the excitement from the public. And of course, that mission wasn't completed. We lost all seven crew members. It was a huge tragedy for the nation. But it didn't keep us down. We, of course, wanted to find out reasons why this could have happened, and things like that. It took a long time to investigate, but it didn't keep us down. We've continued going to space. We continue to push R&D through NASA for decades after, because it's ultimately an investment in our growth. It's an investment in our country's growth.
Now, if someone listening in Lockport or Toronto or Manhattan would like to give $100 or $1,000 to the Challenger Learning Center at 160 Washburn Street in Lockport, New York, how do they make these tax-deductible donations?
Yeah, we are a nonprofit, so it would be tax-deductible, and also every bit helps, whether it's $20 or if you want to do more, every bit helps. But you can make a check out to CLC, that's CLC of O-N-E, which just is shorthand for Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, Erie Counties. So just CLC of O-N-E, a check to whatever amount. And we also have a donate button on our website that's on several pages, including the front page.
Okay, tell the website, please.
Of course, yeah, the website, if you want to find that button, donate button, or just any more information about us, that's clclockport.org.
Very good.
clclockport.org.
Michael's a bright, young, talented man. He's doing a wonderful job with the Challenger Learning Center, and particularly it's the young people who get such a thrill out of going there and learning about space exploration. Now, it was founded, the Challenger Learning Center, April 24th of 1986. Why did they start a Challenger Learning Center that eventually came to Lockport, New York? Tell us about the founding and the reason why.
Yeah, of course. So the founding of the national nonprofit was April 24, 1986. So that's just a couple months after the Challenger tragedy. So the Challenger exploded in January 28, 86, and just 4 months later in April, this nonprofit started. The families of the crew started this. So they were looking to continue the legacy, the education mission, the teacher in space mission. So that was the impetus behind starting the national nonprofit. To continue Krista's legacy. And there's now a little over 30 centers all around the country. Lockport is the closest one to you. Lockport is one of the newer ones. There are some in all across the country. So in Lockport, we opened our doors to the space mission simulations anyway in 2017. And that was the dream of a retired teacher, which had seen Challenger Centers, saw them as a great way to, immerse kids and get them, asking questions, inquiry-based learning, and immersive hands-on learning. So it really was a kind of a grassroots funding from a teacher, it's still around after, almost 9 years, almost 10 years.
It's a wonderful program. I've been very happy to be on the board for about 15 years. Very honest, decent, innovative people who want to teach these young people about space travel. And so it's wonderful. If you're listening in Lockport or Montreal or Washington, D.C., with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power, blanketing 17 states and much of Canada, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Rusk Report, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guest, world-famous folk guitarist and singer Tom Rush, David Maruli regarding Bitcoin, and Larry Lemer, who has a new book out on the infidelities of John F. Kennedy. Coming up, we're going to repeat the program with Tom Rush, who's had dozens of albums, Cammy Clune, who sings the national anthem at Sabres games, Marcos Ramos, who's pushing a national Polish baseball program. A little plug here. Please share your heritage with your children and grandchildren. Give them a digital subscription to the AMPO Legal Newspaper. Each week they will receive by email a digital version of the Polish-American weekly paper. The newspaper contains news, features, recipes, and a cultural grab bag from Polonia's only weekly publication. A new digital gift subscription to the AMPO Legal is only $15 for 52 issues. Order online at ampolegal.com and click subscribe at the top of the page, or call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454, and share your heritage with the next generation of Polish Americans. The Challenger Learning Center is focused on strengthening business and community partnerships and increasing access to science education for schools and communities across the region of Western New York. Michael Sheehan is the executive director, our guest today, with the Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, and Erie counties, and please give generously to this tax-deductible organization. I want to talk about how you turned around a tragedy into education inspiration, how young people are gaining from this experience, from what was a tragedy. Let's talk about how you did that, Michael Sheehan.
Yeah, thanks again for having me. So the tragedy of the Challenger shuttle, again, an indelible mark that was left on the country. But there was inspiration and a lot of hope through the teacher in space aspect of that. There was obviously, there were some scientific goals of the mission, but there was a side goal of Krista McAuliffe's, teacher in space, doing lessons in space to share with her students and other students across the country. And that basic idea of inspiring kids through the space program is what the families of that crew wanted to keep going. So the inspiration was right there. It was what Krista's intentions and legacy was going to be, and we're just looking to continue that, so it lives on. She had that started, and we're just keeping that alive.
Let's talk a little bit more about the mission and the local impact. I know you have a lot of community service organizations that are very generous, and they help funding. I know Assemblyman Bologna is trying to help you a great deal in Albany with funding. So let's talk about your mission and local impact. Michael Sheehan, Executive Director of the Challenger Learning Center.
Yeah, we're really fortunate to have local support from local foundations through grants. We've had significant support from the Greg Lewis Foundation, the Ralph Wilson Foundation, some other groups based in Buffalo as well. However, these are kind of for specific programs that we run, continuous support we're always looking for as well. So we're really grateful, and we're really fortunate to have the support we've had so far. But they do just help us execute on certain programs that we've been lucky enough to run to keep those accessible and cheap for people. But other continuous support in the form of sponsors and donors, that also every bit helps. So, yeah.
Very good. Again, if somebody would like to give $10 or $1,000 for the Challenger Learning Center. How do they do that, Michael Sheehan?
Yeah, if you want to support us through a check or some sort of donation or sponsorship, can make a check out to CLC of ONE, which is shorthand for Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, Erie Counties. That's CLC of ONE. And our website has a donate button. You can find it, clclockport.org.
Wonderful. Let's talk a little bit more about the hands-on learning experience with science, technology, engineering, and math, and also the arts, and how this learning still matters with the Challenger Learning Center in Lockport. And I know you have a program with Legos, too, for these young people. Tell us about all that. Michael Sheehan, Challenger Learning Center.
Yeah, so the main programs we run are the Space Mission Simulator, which is really a unique program. You get to assume the role of an astronaut and a NASA mission control worker, and you run a mock mission. You run a simulated mission. It's a lot of fun. It takes an hour, hour and a half to do. Starts at grade 5 or around there and up, so it's a fun thing to just take the family out, something like that, birthday party. But most of our bookings are through schools, so classes. That's that. If you know anyone that would love to get out and maybe don't have the means, like, talk to the teacher about getting that set up. Similarly with our planetarium is really popular. It's portable, so we bring it right to the schools. That's really a great program. It inspires a lot of imagination in the kids. It breaks up the routine, and we can bring it right to the school, so we're happy to get that set up if you know anyone who would like that. On site, we have a couple of after school offerings, so we do Lego robotics. Kids will program and build robots based out of Legos, and they solve obstacle courses, do all kinds of different things, and that's 2 days a week, Tuesday and Thursday from 3 to 7, actually 4 to 7, sorry. And we have another after-school program that we run out of the Keenan Center in Lockport. It's an outreach. There's a whole community-wide initiative, actually, called the Spokes Program, that connects all the different community orgs and businesses that do after-school programming through one overarching program funded from one local institution. So the Spokes Program is a way to get connected, for kids to get connected into different after-school options in the community. So we do that Spokes, we do Lego Robotics, and we also have summer camps. So, like, our version of space camp, do a robotics camp and other STEM-based, STEAM-based summer camps.
If there's a local school, let's say a fifth grade teacher who's listening today, or a community group like Rotary or Kiwanis or Lions or a Senior Citizen Center, and they want to book a tour, spend an afternoon or an evening with the Challenger Learning Center, how do they call? Where do they email? How do they do it?
Yeah, of course. So you can book directly on the website at clclockport.org. There's options for many schools to get BOCES aid, so it's essentially a free program. It's like 80 to 100% off depending on the school's financial demographics. It's a no-brainer, basically free. As great as it is that we're talking about, it's also essentially free. So that's huge. Through BOCES aid, or COSER, Cooperative Service, which all the instructions on how to get that going is on our website. It's there's a whole guide on how teachers would complete that form and everything. There's the booking button, basically, or you can email me. It's m.schian@clclockport.org. Again, that's m.schian@clclockport.org. You can also call us. So we'll be happy to enter everything on our end. If you just call us, reach out. Our office is 716-434-3196.
Repeat that again, please.
Of course. I was just about to. So our office, if you want to just give us a ring, if you want a quick tour, or just to visit us, booking or not, if you want to just stop in, let us know. Our office is 716-434-3196.
Very good. It's a wonderful program. We urge all schools, community organizations, bring those young people over there to learn about space travel. It's a good path for these young people educationally and occupationally, and it's very productive. It's in an area that is challenged in the city of Lockport, but it brings a lot of hope and opportunity for these young people. If you're listening in Lockport, Toronto, or Manhattan, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, Bet AM 1520, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always read cards and letters from Canada and Europe, as this station has received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. So let us know what you're about. A little more information about Michael Sheehan, Executive Director of the Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, and Erie Counties. He has a background in physics and math from SUNY Geneseo, has been with the organization for the past 7 years. Mobile Planetarium. If a group in Erie, Niagara, or Orleans County would like to have this mobile planetarium come to their school or community organization, what does it have to offer?
So we have our space mission simulator. It's an hour and a half simulation where you assume the role of an astronaut or NASA mission control worker. And, you fly a mock mission, a simulated mission. You get assigned a role, and you're also working as a team, as a crew, to get the job done. Our current scenario is a Mars mission, so we're setting our sights on the future. So the kids that come in, by the time they're of age to be an astronaut, they could be the first Martians. So we're, you know, getting some practice before that opportunity comes up for them, if they want to go down that road. So we have the Expedition Mars mission simulation. We have a planetarium. The planetarium is an inflatable one, so we can also bring that out to places. But its dedicated spot is, its home spot is right in our center. And we use that a lot alongside the mission simulation. It's $20 just for the mission simulation and $25 for both that and the planetarium.
Now, you have a new, larger dome and upgraded experiences. Michael Sheehan, Executive Director of the Challenger Learning Center. What is that all about?
So we are getting a second planetarium dome. We have the funding for a second, larger planetarium dome that will definitely be something you'll see out at different community events, like fairs, some festivals, maybe a school near you. It's an 8-meter dome, so about 25 feet in diameter, and it'll be bigger and have a wheelchair entrance, handicap entrance. So it'll be more accessible than the current one we have. We'll have chairs and better AV system and bells and whistles to it. So that'll be definitely something to check out for the near future. We have the funding, and we're going to start spending that grant this year. Coming to fairs, festivals, schools near you.
Let's talk about upcoming programs and events with the Challenger Learning Center at 160 Washburn Street in Lockport, New York. What's coming up? Michael Sheehan, Executive Director of the Challenger Learning Center.
We have a new offering that we just started a couple months ago, which is open hours. So what we mainly do with the mission simulations and planetarium are kind of a booking-based. You have to set up the time that you want to be there. But we do have open hours once a month on the weekend. Call it the second Saturday of every month. So we have a second Saturday this weekend. If you want to stop in, it's a lower price for entry, and you get a little sample of everything. You get a little sample of the simulator, the planetarium. There's a little bit of a play space for the younger kids, too, with some toys and books and things like that. So we're expanding our program availability to the younger ages, and we're expanding the availability that we have to some open hours, and we're excited about that. We've had some good turnout the past couple months, and we're excited to have that offering.
Again, if somebody would like to donate $100 or $1,000 for young people to learn about space exploration, how does one do that, Michael Sheehan?
Donations, yeah, they're always welcome. Every bit helps, every little bit, small, big or small. You can donate via check to CLC of ONE, which is shorthand for Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, Erie Counties. Our website, clclockport.org, also has a donate button. You can choose the amount. You can make it recurring. That's an option, too. So either way, yeah, much appreciated. Every bit helps.
In a few months, we're going to have summer. What do you have offered for summer camps with the Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, and Erie County?
Summer. We always do summer camp. So we have our version of Space Camp. Space Camp is copywritten from Huntsville, Alabama. So we do, like, astronaut camp, which includes work towards our space mission simulation. So there's background work that we like to do and integrate that the simulation as well. So our version of Space Camp is astronaut camp. We do Lego robotics, so week crash course in that. There's different levels for those two as well, different grade levels. Those are the two main ones that we run, and then we kind of rotate some other offerings year to year. So we haven't published just yet. Certainly by the end of the month we'll be publishing, but we'll likely be having a STEM, just general STEM camp, and a Lego building camp without robotics, just a Lego. So it's skews a little younger, like grades, you know, 3 and up. So those are on in draft mode, and we'll publish those very shortly.
Very good. Again, how does one send a tax deductible check, Michael Sheehan?
To donate or sponsor the Challenger Learning Center, we accept checks made out to CLC of ONE. We also have a donate button on the website at clclockport.org. You can enter any amount, make it recurring if you like, and that's always much appreciated, and every bit helps. So.
Excellent. We've learned a great deal from a bright young man who is the executive director of the Challenger Learning Center of Orleans, Niagara, and Erie Counties, Michael Sheehan, our guest today on the Rusk Report. Special thanks to Kevin Carr, our director of production for the last two decades. He does very fine work for the public on this station. And we wish much success to the Challenger Learning Center. And thank you very much for enlightening us, Michael Sheehan. Have a great week.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. My pleasure.
This is the Rusk Report, a program that takes an inside look at Western New York with news, features, and special guests. Now, here's your host, Brian Rusk.
At True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch. Did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snaps, it is the refreshing!
Hi, I'm Bobby Witt Jr., ambassador for MLB's Play Ball.
Let's play ball!
It's an accessible, fun way for kids of all skill levels to learn the game, make new friends, and most importantly, get out and play ball. No prior experience needed. No bat or glove. No problem. We provide participants with their own bat and ball kit so kids can come as they are. Don't miss Play Ball Weekend, June 5th through the 7th. Visit playball.org to register for an event near you today.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.